Let me speak to a councillor in the area, Declan Boyle. Councillor Boyle, good morning.
Good morning, thanks.
Yeah, like I presume people will say, ah, here's a boy from the SDLP on gurning about it. And I have to say, I'm basing my opinion on the picture in the Belfast Telegraph and this massive bonfire being 30 feet from a row of very well-kept little red brick houses. Having said that, if they built the bonfire there every year and it hasn't happened before, what's the problem?
Well, it's not somebody on from the SDLP shouting about a bonfire. I don't have any issue with the bonfire like yourself. The issue here is the size. It's the size and it's the proximity to property. And that's the long and the short of it. Nobody has the issue with the bonfire. A smaller bonfire, properly managed, is absolutely fine. This is massive. It is a risk. The fire authority have said it's a risk, and really it ought to be reduced in size. But it's gone on the roundabout, and nobody wants to address the issue. And it just seems that the fire will be lit. It's quite all right, and we'll go and we'll sweep up and we'll mop up the pieces. And if that includes somebody's property, well, it doesn't matter. So be it. And that shouldn't be the case. And people shouldn't have to move out of their house to facilitate a bonfire of this size.
It does seem strange that people have to leave their home as a result of other people having an entertaining evening. There's no question about that. The picture might be slightly misleading. It's a very well taken picture, but it's from down the street looking up at the bonfire, so you see the houses and it almost looks like as if the gable wall of the last house is touching the bonfire, but there is a 30 feet gap. Now, going by the guidance from the fire service, 30 feet is not enough considering the height of that bonfire. Can the fire service prevent it from being lit? Can they intervene? Are they allowed to do that at this moment in time?
No, I don't believe it's the issue of the fire. They can intervene by saying it's a danger, they're very concerned, but it's not up to the fire authority to remove the bonfire. It's up to the property owners. The people who own the site ought to have control of it. And the fact of the matter is, they seem not to want to do anything about it and just put their heads in the sand, so to speak. It's grossly oversized. Nobody's out to interfere with somebody's 11th night bonfire celebrations. That's not what it's about. It's a risk to property, and people ought to not to have to move out of their properties to facilitate something like this.
But by the way, I don't know exactly where it is. I'm basing it all on the picture in the paper. Give us an idiot's guide to where this bonfire is, some landmarks around it.
If you go down Consbrook Avenue, and some of the side streets on the right-hand side, if you were to drive up one or two of the side streets on the right-hand side, you'll see it there.
And the bonfire is regularly built there and not as big, is that right?
I think it has been built. My friend, it has been built there before, but it hasn't been to this size. But I would suggest you go and look yourself, frankly, at home, drive around it and have a look.
I must do. I'd be surprised if that one doesn't make the television news, because it is incredibly big.
Yeah.
It is so close to the houses, and the idea of people actually having to move out of their home before it's lit would suggest that they are fearful. And the brigade, needless to say, will be close by, and if it starts to spit fire into the roof space of one of those houses, they'd be straight onto it. But it seems mad to have to consider doing that.
Yes, but the concern is that the fire brigade will be on duty that night, but there'll be maybe attending a number of other bonfires and other issues to attend to, and you know, they may arrive at this a little late for what's needed, and you know, because it's so close to these row of houses, you could find that there could be a number of properties could go up in fire.
Well, we will be watching that one very carefully. As I say, going by the picture, it's very hard to argue with your opinion on it, Declan, but thanks for speaking to us. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
I said Declan Boyle from the SDLP, and he says he's not here to spoil the fun. He's more than happy for people to have the bonfire.